BFBS. Your stories. 20 Brigade.
At their home on Oxford Barracks in Munster, over 500 soldiers from 1st Battalion the Yorkshire Regiment received their operational medals following their recent deployment to Afghanistan on Op Herrick 15. Families and friends gathered as soldiers received their medals from the Lord Lieutenant for the East Riding of Yorkshire. Commanding Officer Lieutenant Colonel Dan Bradbury describes One York's tour.
And we occupied seven major locations, of which the principal ones were the four companies. So A Company were working in Nadali, B Company and C Company, which is my Gurkha Reinforcement Company, were working in Nari Saroj North, and Support Company were made a rifle company and were working in Lashkargard West. And then amongst that, we had people such as staff officers in Task Force Helmand. We ran the quartermaster's department in Camp Bastion.
Lieutenant Colonel Bradbury also praised the spirit of the battalion.
I mean, the losses of all three of our soldiers, Private Matt Thornton, Private John King and Lance Corporal Gaj Bahadur Gurung, hit all the boys hard. And I think it speaks a lot for their resilience that they were able to contain their emotions and get on with the job in hand for the duration of the tour. And that's one of the reasons we're having the parade today, so that we can remember those who didn't come home.
Sergeant Simon Wilkinson was a platoon sergeant with B Company, and it wasn't his first tour of Afghanistan.
There was a lot more freedom of movement compared to three or four Herricks before it, and we could pretty much walk anywhere we wanted quite safely. I put Fobrahim up in Nez North, punchy at times, but it was also a friendly place, a lot of farmers, and obviously getting involved with the police and the A&A. It was quite a good challenge for the guys to get stuck into.
Sunil Galami from 2nd Battalion the Royal Gurkha Rifles deployed with One Yorks and says he was proud to be part of the medal parade.
It was my second tour in Afghanistan. In my experience, we did really hard job, but it was good to do. And at the end, a good experience as well. And working with the C Company and all the guys, good friends and good mates, and finally living with them, it feels very sad, but the life is so, and we need to be with it. At the end, I enjoyed it a lot, and good to be here.
Charlie Wildgoose reporting for BFBS in Munster, Germany.
Tell us your stories. Email germany@bfbs.com. BFBS.